Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? It's been quite a few days, hasn't it? The weather, Mother Nature, things that we just can't do anything about. And last week we were doing a radio show, or I was doing a radio show on what do you do before the snowstorm comes. I thought I would just follow up and say, what do you do after the snowstorm comes? Everybody's digging out. The roads probably in many places are clear in the major highways, but the side roads will take quite some time to clear, and this creates quite a disruption. It creates disruption in the flow of business. So what do you do? Well, the first thing you do, depending on the business you're in, is contact all of your customers, all of your key accounts, make sure that they're doing well, make sure there isn't anything that you can do for them to help them recover, and then you start to think about what you need to do. You need to get back on track again. You need to get back in the flow. You need to get everybody focused. And focused is the word. You know, when an event like this happens, and many businesses, some of them were closed Thursday and Friday, possibly some are still closed today, will be reopened tomorrow. But you want to sit down and you want to think about, what do we need to do? What's important? What do we need to catch up on? What do we need to take care of? How do we need to plan the week? How are we going to absolutely make sure that we're meeting everyone's needs, including our employees? You know, they've been out there shoveling snow in their homes. They've been shut in. They are not in the mood to come to work today. So we have to sit and we have to go around and we have to talk to everybody. We have to see how they did. You know, how was the weekend? What did you do when it snowed? Have a nice conversation with them and then talk about their goals for the week. We want to talk about goals for the week. We don't want to just let the week go. This is Monday. Friday will be here before you know it. We have to make up for the disruption that we had in the business. We can't afford to have any more disruption because every time we are closed for a day, shut down for a day, it affects our results 3 months later, 4 months later. Okay, so make sure that you are on target. Make sure that you know what needs to be done. Make sure that you're sitting down for a few minutes and you're rethinking your business. And this just doesn't go for a snowstorm. It goes for almost any emergency, anything that happens. If you lose electricity and your electricity is shut down for a while and you can't operate, or a few of your people are out because it's the flu season, it really doesn't make any difference. Strategy is the word. As the CEO, president, or business owner of the company, your job is always to plan the strategy of the business, and strategy has to be flexible. There are times where you have to rethink what you're doing. You had a plan. It was a perfect plan. You knew exactly where everyone was and what everyone was going to do, and all of a sudden it's turned upside down. So what the business person does is takes a look at it, makes the necessary adjustments, and goes on to complete the day successfully. Remember, you are the person that makes everything work. Everyone else is important in the company. Everyone adds to the success of the company. But if you're not leading and if you're not making people understand what's important, it's just not going to get done. And, of course, you've heard me say over and over again, leaders lead. So let's get to it. This is Howard Lewinter, and, of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.